The four remaining Democratic presidential candidates gathered in New York City today for their last debate before Super Tuesday. 10 states are holding contests in which more than half the delegates needed to win the nomination are at stake. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that at times today's freewheeling debate had the flavor of a New York family squabble.
North Carolina Senator John Edwards sharpened his critique of frontrunner John Kerry today as he tried to slow the Massachusetts senator's momentum. In the debate, sponsored by CBS, WCBS, and the New York Times, Edwards said the fundamental issue in this election is whether change will come from Washington or, in his words, the real world. Edwards suggests that Kerry offers inadequate beltway responses, like his plan to address the shortcomings of trade agreements with a 120-day review.
If you live in Ohio and you lose your job during that 120 days, think about that. What you're going to say to a family that's lost their job because of bad trade agreements is, don't worry, we got a Washington committee that's studying this for you. I mean, we know what's wrong with these trade agreements. They need to be changed. The President of the United States needs to be willing to change them.
In a testy exchange that could give pause to a future Kerry Edwards ticket, Kerry fired back, saying there's no real difference between him and Edwards on trade policy or home address, and adding that his two decades in Washington are a strength, not a weakness.
That's where the Congress of the United States is, and that's where 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is. And the answer is, we're going to need a president who has the experience and the proven ability, to be able to stand up and take on tough fights. Now, I just listened to John talk about Washington, D.C. Last time I looked, John ran for the United States Senate, and he's been in the Senate for the last 5 years. That seems to me to be Washington, D.C.
The debate was lively and contentious. The Reverend Al Sharpton and Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich fought for attention, as usual. Even Kerry and Edwards were frequently interrupted by other candidates and by their questioners. When Kerry complained at one point about being cut off, he was flatly told, "You're in New York." Kerry came into the debate having won 18 of the first 20 contests and leading in the polls in the Super Tuesday states. Asked about being branded a liberal, which could hurt him in the general election, Kerry said that label is the silliest thing he's ever heard. And then he asked whether President Bush could legitimately be called a conservative.
There's nothing conservative about driving deficits up as far as the eye can see. There's nothing conservative about trampling on the line of division between church and state in America. There is nothing conservative about letting your attorney general trample on civil liberties and civil rights and be twice cited by his own inspector general for doing so.
Edwards argues that he has more appeal for conservative voters, and he's hoping for strong showings Tuesday in Georgia and Ohio, where independents can vote in the Democratic primary. Edwards faces an uphill battle, though, in trying to catch Kerry. He says even if he loses all 10 contests on Tuesday, he'll keep fighting for the Democratic nomination. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New York.